Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The insecurity crisis continues in Haiti. Flights from the United States to Haiti have been banned by the Federal Aviation Authority for a month after jetliners were recently hit by gunfire while trying to land in Port-au-Prince. Because of the shootings, the airport is closed until November 18th, delaying much-needed humanitarian aid and personnel. Meanwhile, the political situation remains rocky. On November 10th, Haiti's Transitional Presidential Council, the TPC, signed a decree removing interim Prime Minister Garry Conille from office. The TPC was established in April to guide Haiti toward democratic governance and new elections. The TPC replaced Conille, who had served for 6 months, with Alix Didier Fille-Aimé, former president of Haiti's Chamber of Commerce and Industry. In a statement, U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller thanked the former prime minister for his distinguished service to his country. Mr. Miller said, "The United States recognizes that the Transitional Presidential Council in Haiti and Prime Minister Garry Conille were unable to move forward in a constructive manner, and we take note of the TPC's decision to name his successor. The United States looks forward to working with newly appointed Prime Minister Alix Didier Fille-Aimé and the TPC to advance progress against urgent priorities in the coming months." Mr. Miller welcomed the commitment by the TPC and new Prime Minister for a joint action plan that outlines their vision to improve security and governance and to set a path toward free and fair elections. Haiti has been in the grip of increasing gang violence for years. In September 2024, the UN Security Council renewed the Kenya-led multinational security support mission to Haiti for 12 months to help Haiti's police quell the lawlessness. State Department Principal Deputy Spokesperson Vidant Patel said the United States is squarely focused on addressing the crisis in Haiti.
The MSS mission continues to make headway in refining mission strategy, focusing on interoperability with the Haitian National Police. We intend to provide nearly $628 million in financial and in-kind support to the MSS mission. This would include armored vehicles, radios, night vision goggles, and drones.
"We look forward to working with the newly appointed prime minister," said spokesperson Patel, "and the acute needs of the Haitian people requires the transitional government to prioritize governance and political interests, and will continue to be deeply engaged on this."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.